From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Perrell. Good morning. An attorney for a California legislative staffer says the state senator Tony Mendoza fired her client and two other staffers for reporting his inappropriate behavior towards a young woman in the Senate Fellows Program. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
The lawyer says Mendoza, a Los Angeles County Democrat, repeatedly invited his Senate fellow, both verbally and through text messages, to his home and, on one occasion, a hotel room. That prompted three of Mendoza's staff members in September to report his actions to the Rules Committee, which doubles as the Senate's Human Resources Department. By the end of the month, attorney Micah Starr Liberty says the three staffers, including her client, were fired.
This smacks of retaliation. The Senate trained its employees and encouraged its employees to come forward and to report incidents just like this. And when that happened, after those reports were made, they were fired.
Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon's office provided a statement from the Secretary of the Senate, Daniel Alvarez, who oversees human resources. Alvarez says the allegations are being rigorously reviewed and investigated. The fellow still works at the Capitol, but not in Mendoza's office. At the state Capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Well, in a statement, Mendoza says he would never knowingly abuse his authority and apologizes if he did. He also added, quote, the employee terminations had been a long time coming and had nothing to do with these allegations. You can read the full story from Ben and Capital Public Radio's Bob Moffitt at KRCB.org. And full disclosure, the Senate Fellows Program is run by Sacramento State University, which also holds the license to Capital Public Radio. The State Public Health Department is expanding its opioid crisis work in four northern rural counties hit hard by addiction and overdose. In Humboldt, Lake, Plumas, and Shasta counties, the state has given out extra funding to promote safe prescribing practices. California Department of Public Health Director Dr. Karen Smith says experts are traveling to rural clinics to talk to providers about what to do when a patient asks for painkillers.
Most physicians are not trained in it. It's really even just figuring out how to have that conversation can be very difficult. And so recognizing that, we've been doing a lot of outreach to the prescriber community to talk about how to approach the issue as well as where specifically they can go to get actual training.
Starting in January, physicians will also be required to consult the state's database of patient prescription histories before authorizing another controlled substance. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.